I was out in California working out and training. Got a chance to go to Dallas and work with Corey and Ricardo and Jordan Payton. They were out there, so we got a couple days together. But majority of the time, I was just out in, you know, out California and throwing and working out there every day. So it was good. Good off season. You know, got to throw a lot and throw some, you know, really talented guys and get a chance to work with, you know, different quarterbacks and stuff. So, you know, I definitely felt like, you know, made the most of this off season.
You feel like you're this team's starting quarterback?
You know, that's not, you know, my decision. You know, what's up to me is you know, how hard to compete and you know, preparing, obviously, this offseason and coming back and coming ready to go and, you know, getting, you know, back with these guys and working out with them. But, you know, my mindset right now is just going there and compete and control what I can control. And that's how, you know, I work out and watch film and, you know, every little detail there is to playing quarterback in this league. And that, for me, is something that is really important to me, you know, and being – you know, very competitive, and at the same time, you know, learning from the other guys in the quarterback room and obviously Coach Lee and Coach Jackson.
What did you learn most last year?
You know, obviously the biggest thing is that there's ups and downs. There's some good, some bad, and there's things, you know, that you do really well, and there's things you really need to work on. But at the end of the day, you know, good and bad, it's definitely stuff that you can learn from, you know, and self-scout yourself. And for me, that's something that I spent a lot of time on this offseason was, you know, watching myself in different games and different situations, whether it was, you know, short yards, third down, red zone, and seeing what I need to improve on. You know, so there's some things that I saw that I want to continue to improve on. There's some things I want to do a lot better. But at the end of the day, I think last year, you know, good and bad, it was a really good experience.
Cody, there's no Josh McCone and no Robert Griffin, and there is Brock Osweiler right now. So how do you feel about the way this room has changed so far?
Yeah, obviously Josh and Robert were great, you know, to me and you know, built some lifelong friendships with those guys and still talk to them and reach out to them since they left. And I wish them the best, obviously moving forward. And Brock's here now and he's a great guy. And we've got to know each other over the last few days and just building off each other. You know, Kevin's obviously in there too. And you know, it's a real competitive room. And at the same time, we're trying to, you know, be better as individuals, but at the same time, make the room as strong as we can. And Brock's been in the league for a while now, so I'm going to learn, you know, everything I can from him. And obviously, me and Kevin are going to our second year, so we're still helping each other out and learning new things. But I'm excited. You know, we have a really strong room right now, and obviously with David Lee in there, who knows positions so well, you know, we're excited to learn from him and continue to learn from Coach Jackson as well.
Are you approaching this offseason right now? I mean, we're obviously talking in the present, but do you approach it that you're the number one until you're either told otherwise, or, you know, is that how you approach it?
Yeah, I mean, and that's in any position, anywhere you play. You have to approach it, whether, like last year I told you guys, you know, I was obviously the third string guy, and you know, I treated every week as a starter, you know, and that's the same mindset I took going into this offseason, whether, you know, that's reality week one or it's not. But you have to take that approach. You know, you have to prepare offseason, in season, you know, week in, week out, as if you're the starter. And that's, you know, the mindset I've had, you know, this whole offseason and going into, you know, workouts right now, and then obviously into OTAs and camp. Is you have to prepare yourself like that, because if you don't and then all of a sudden that happens, then you're not going to be ready. You know, so my mindset this whole time is prepare as a starter and continue to do things as if, you know, you're going to play day one.
Just about every college quarterback prospect has been through here to visit the Browns and worked them all. Now, how do you feel right now about the possibility of a new face being in that room, a high pick?
Yeah. I mean, it obviously that's up to, you know, the front office of Coach Jackson and they're going to do, you know, what they need to do to obviously improve this football team and do everything they can to help out this team, no matter what position it's at. But, you know, like I've told you guys, my ever since, you know, I've been playing this game is control what you can control. And that's how, no matter who they bring in or if they do or if they don't or whatever may happen, you know, you just got to, you know, compete. And every chance you get an opportunity, you got to make the most of it, you know. And that's something that I'm, you know, a firm believer in. And whether it's in, you know, practice or OTAs, whenever those chances come, those opportunity comes, you can't be, you know, looking over your shoulder or thinking different thoughts. You know, you just got to focus on the moment and, you know, give everything you have to these guys in the locker room and the coaching staff and just continue to compete.
What type of, I guess, indication have you gotten from Hugh as far as where he sees you and what his expectations are of you going into your second year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously his biggest thing for me was just to make that leap, you know, going from year one to year two and you know, having a full year under my belt and understanding, you know, what it takes to play in this league, you know, and whether that's, you know, film study or, you know, on the field, off the field, all the different things that it takes to be successful in this league is something that I got a little bit of a taste of last year. And that was his biggest emphasis for me was, you know, you need to take that jump and continue to learn and improve and just do everything you can to make yourself a better quarterback, you know, and a better leader and a better, you know, guy in the locker room and everything you can do to be just an overall better player. And for me, that's stuff that I take personal and something that I, you know, worked on this offseason and did, you know, a lot of different things to to help myself on the field, but as well off the field.
Cody, one of the things Hugh really harped on last year is he wanted more out of you in the vertical passing. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're able to work on this offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely spent, you know, countless hours in the weight room and out on the field and really emphasizing pushing the ball downfield and different things with my mechanics that, you know, I felt obviously it's got to transition over when the bullets start flying and things like that, but that have helped me out a ton, you know, and that's something that, you know, I really worked on, you know, a big emphasis on, obviously, is continue to work on the short and intermediate games and moving, you know, being uncomfortable in the pocket, moving around, but as well as stepping into the throw and getting my back foot under me more so you can push it more, you know, down the field and getting everything you have into the throw instead of falling off and, you know, countless hours of drills, different mechanical stuff that you know, I spent in this offseason that I felt has, you know, helped me improve in that area.
Is that with Tom House?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yep. How important is it for you? I mean, you know, last offseason you were preparing to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
How important is this second offseason now that you know you're in the NFL, you know you have a job? Like how important is this offseason?
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously the last year you don't have a break. You're kind of going into the combine and pro day and all these different things straight up into the draft. And then, you know, that next following weekend you're in rookie minicamp. But, you know, obviously since the Pittsburgh game last year, the last game of the season, you know, I knew exactly from day one that next day what I wanted to improve on, you know, and the things I wanted to work on. So I had, you know, 3.5-4 months to really focus and, you know, zone in on the stuff that I really want to work on instead of, you know, just working out and not knowing where we're going to go and not knowing what's going to happen when you're preparing for the draft. But last year, you know, obviously I knew my goals that I wanted to have this year coming up and stuff that I could specifically work on, you know, instead of, you know, just kind of working out and waiting. But it was good. I felt like it was a lot more productive for me this offseason, and especially, you know, writing down goals and stuff that I wanted to work on and be able to, you know, attack those each day.
Who are some of the receivers you've been throwing to out there and other quarterbacks you've been working alongside?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. Obviously, like I said, I went to Dallas and got to throw with Corey and all them and Ricardo, or I mean, Higgins and Jordan. But there's a ton of receivers out there. We had guys from junior college to, you know, Edelman was out there and got to work with him. And a ton of other receivers, Marquise Lee, Robert Woods, some of those guys came out that I worked with and in college. So it was good to get to work with those guys and get timing down with guys that, you know, have a lot of speed and a lot of quickness in and out of routes. And it forced me, you know, and especially with Julian and guys like that, to speed your feet up and get your timing down and to really put the ball in front of them and get a little more on it.
After analyzing yourself, how confident are you that you can take that jump along the lines of maybe you were looking at film of yourself and you saw certain plays and said, that's not me, I don't do that and I won't do that. But what kind of stuff will you put on the field?
Yeah. And well, like I said, watching myself and different things was – you know, being the first year is stuff that I was a little hesitant on that normally, you know, you want to pull the trigger a little bit faster, get rid of the ball a little bit faster. But, you know, being the first year, I was a little hesitant on it. And that's, you know, no way an excuse, but that's something that, you know, I saw. I said, okay, you know, you got that out of your system. You know, you learned last year what you can do, what you can't do, things you got to work on. And just watch myself and working on that this offseason is just, you know, trusting the guys, getting the ball out on time, helping your offensive line out, you know, eliminating some of those sack opportunities. Instead of taking 3-4 hitches, you know, get it out on the first or second hitch or find your check down or run, throw it away, you know, and instead of, you know, holding on to the football and causing problems not only for yourself but everyone else on the field. And that's something that, you know, I'm very hard on myself with is, you know, really being, you know, critical in different situations and situational football. And watching film last year, there's, you know, plenty of things and notes I wrote down and goals for myself that I wanted to work on.
Did you get bigger and stronger? You got a lot, you know. You got hit pretty hard last year. Did you get bigger and stronger?
Yeah, I don't know. I worked out, you know, 5 times a week and around that and just, you know, really, really, really put a lot of emphasis on, you know, different things, certain areas I wanted to work on and, you know, stuck to a meal plan, did everything, you know, that I really wanted to do and control this offseason. And, yeah, you know, I did everything I could, worked hard in the weight room, out on the field, everything, and just getting ready to go this year.
Cody, the draft is 8 or 9 days away. Can you recall a year ago at this time, did you have any inkling the Browns were taking you, or did you have an inkling as to any team zoning in on you?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you when you do that, you start stretching yourself out a little bit, trying to figure out where you're going to go and all these different possibilities. But obviously I took a visit here to Cleveland and came in here and got to know the coaching staff really well and talked to some of the guys. But, no, I mean, obviously I knew Cleveland was an opportunity and among, you know, a couple other teams, but you really don't know. And, you know, when you try to get an idea and try to think, you know, you really start overthinking it and all these different possibilities. So I just remember being with my family and friends and kind of just ignoring the whole situation, you know, just working out or going and, you know, blocking the whole draft, everything out until the day actually came. And I felt like that you know, helped me out a lot more was instead of trying to overthink where I might go or where I might end up, just kind of, you know, worrying about, you know, getting ready to go and working out.
So now that you are an established player, how curious are you about the draft and what the Browns are about to do to change their future?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, obviously, for this organization and to be here. And you know, obviously, Coach Jackson's made some big moves, you know, in the offseason along with Sashi in the front office. And it's been awesome to be a part of, you know, and be a part of this. And obviously, the Haslams have been, you know, everything and been great to us and awesome. And you know, I was so excited to get back. You know, I miss these guys. I miss being around this team. But, yeah, I mean, no matter who they bring in or what guys they get, you know, I'm excited to be a part of this team and be able to compete, you know, for a chance to play here and continue to improve on things that happened last year. But, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's great to be here, and I'm excited to be back.
Is there a lot of chatter amongst the guys about what might happen during the draft?
No, that's what's cool about this locker room. You know, obviously, and we know different things are going to happen in the draft, but no, I mean, everyone came in on Monday or yesterday and just had that mindset of just, you know, everyone was happy to see each other and ready to go. And, you know, it's from the first team meeting yesterday with Coach Jackson about, you know, turning the page and moving on. And, you know, everyone had that mindset. You could see in the first day of workouts, you know, in the weight room was about as intense as it's been since I've been here. And it was awesome. And obviously, it's my first, you know, real off season with the team. But, you know, the guys are in there, the leadership, everyone getting, you know, after it and working with each other and pushing each other was really cool to see, you know, and really cool to be a part of.
Cody, you had that playing experience last year, and you were around guys like Josh and Robert. Now, if you take the wide view and look at other NFL quarterbacks, do you say, I can compete with these guys? I can be one of the starters that can help the Browns win going forward as opposed to they need to find an improvement for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the mindset that you want to take, you know, and that's something that, you know, like I said, being you know, big, you know, having so much criticism on myself and watching that is, you know, things that I didn't do well last year, even things I did well, the things I want to improve on is watching other quarterbacks in the league saying, okay, I can do that. Let me take, you know, this from this guy or little things here and there and maybe not do it as well as him or maybe everyone's a little different, obviously, and everyone has, you know, different playing style and different game style, but you take bits and pieces and you put it into your own game and just studying guys on film. And, you know, I watched hours of Drew Brees and Tom Brady and Roger and guys, just different guys that have played in the league for a long time, done, you know, a great job and picking stuff from them here and there, whether it's pre-snap or things that they do at the line of scrimmage or just little hand motion, different cadence, the way they throw the ball. But, yeah, that's my goal, you know, and that's the mindset I've taken is that, you know, I want to be successful in this league, you know, and I want to play for a long time and that's the mindset you have to take, you know, each day. And that's what drives you and motivates you.
There were times last year you obviously leaned on McCown mm-hmm. or Robert. Now, I mean, you have more games in this offense than anyone who's going to be on this team as quarterback. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of different how you go from being the rookie now to kind of being the older guy, whether, you know, it is only the second year. But, no, it was cool, the conversations I had with Josh and Robert before they left or reaching out to them, calling them and, talked to Robert before he left, but then, you know, I got a phone call with Josh or shot him a text, and he was just awesome with the advice he's given me and everything that I've learned from him and Robert last year is stuff that I've already used these last 2 days, you know, the leadership side of it and coming in with a mindset of, you know, pushing these guys and want to be great and want to have that attitude to where, you know, you want to have, you know, just be relentless. And whether it's the weight room, watching film, everything, and all these things I've learned from them from last year has really prepared me, I feel like, to take that next step, whether it's on the field or off the field this year and continue to work hard this offseason.
Considering how much you guys gotten hit last year, how happy were you that they invested as much as they did in the offensive line, bringing in Kevin and TJ and re-upping, of course, Joel?
Yeah, a lot of that was on me, though, watching film, you know, up front. And our offensive line did a great job last year, and that was, you know, on me. I got to get rid of the ball faster. I got to help them out. I got to improve in that area, and that's something that I took very serious, you know, because those are the guys – for me, that blocked for me. They're most important for me, those guys up front, those five guys. And obviously the running backs, tight ends at times, but those five guys up front are the guys that really, you know, make the offense go and really help us. But that's something I want to work on was my timing and doing absolutely everything I can to help them out and eliminate some of those situations. And obviously, you know, we're excited. We've got some new guys in here and guys that want to be a part of the team. And got to meet with JC two or three times this offseason, drove down and met with him and, you know, just went over the playbook and got to know each other. While he was out in California. So, you know, building that relationship with those guys was something that was big for me. But, you know, helping them out, you know, and earning their trust and knowing that I'm going to get the ball out on time and I'm going to do everything I can to help them out up front as well.